Good morning. It's Saturday, March 7th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the U.S. labor market took an unexpected hit in February. Payrolls fell by 92,000, pushing the unemployment rate up to 4.4%, the Labor Department reported. Nearly every sector saw job losses, including healthcare, which was affected by strikes, and federal employment down 10,000 last month. Economist Samuel Toombs said the numbers undermine hopes that the job market had stabilized. Shares on Wall Street fell as investors digested the data, while White House officials, including Kevin Hassett, maintained optimism about upcoming job growth. Analysts note that rising oil prices amid the U.S.-Israel war in Iran could complicate Federal Reserve policy, balancing the need for economic stimulus with inflation concerns. The figures raise fresh questions about the strength of America's recovery. Another news. High-level trade talks between the U.S. and Canada are resuming after months of suspension. Canada's Minister for U.S.-Canada Trade, Dominic LeBlanc, met with U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer in Washington to discuss the future of the USMCA, which is undergoing a mandatory review this year. Talks had been paused after a controversial Ontario advert triggered tensions last autumn, and the Trump administration has considered altering or scrapping the agreement. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney warned of risks to the bilateral relationship if the agreement breaks down. Automotive industry access and sector-specific tariffs remain sticking points, while Canada is also pursuing trade deals in the Indo-Pacific region with Japan, India, and Australia. The outcome will influence North America's economic integration and regional supply chains. Around the world, amid ongoing regional conflict, Iran announced it will restrict attacks on neighboring countries unless provoked. President Masoud Pezeshkian said Saturday that the Interim Leadership Council, managing the country after the killing of Ali Khamenei, agreed no further missiles would target neighboring states unless attacks originate there. The statement came after a week of retaliatory missile and drone strikes on U.S. and Israeli interests across the Gulf. Pezeshkian apologized to countries inadvertently affected by Iran's strikes, emphasizing that the nation would not surrender to external pressure. Analysts note the announcement may ease regional tensions while allowing Iran to continue defending itself against direct attacks. The move could open avenues for dialogue amid ongoing hostilities. Another news. At least seven people, including children, have died after a Russian missile hit an apartment block in Kharkiv, Ukraine. Regional Governor Oleg Sinigubov said a five-story residential building was damaged, and rescue teams are searching for survivors amid debris. President Volodymyr Zelensky reported additional casualties and damage to multiple buildings, power grids, and railway infrastructure. Overnight, Russia reportedly launched 29 missiles and 480 drones targeting Ukraine's energy sector and transport lines. Poland scrambled jets to protect its airspace near the border. Zelensky called for international support to respond to the attacks, which continue to place civilians at high risk. The ongoing strikes highlight the intensity and scale of the conflict as both sides escalate military operations. Another news. Nepal voted for a new parliament on Thursday, marking the country's first major election since anti-corruption protests toppled the government last September. Turnout was estimated at around 60%, with voters choosing between veteran politicians and youth-led candidates promising economic reforms and transparency. Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari called the process peaceful and enthusiastic. Key contenders include a former Marxist prime minister, a rapper turned mayor, and the leader of the Nepali Congress Party. Helicopters collected ballots from remote mountain regions, while thousands of security personnel ensured safety across the country. Analysts say forming a new government may take time if no party wins a majority. Citizens expressed hope for meaningful change after years of political turmoil. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.